This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Fueled by continuing fears about the coronavirus impacts on the global economy, Wall Street stocks are continuing to plunge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 1,000 points for the third time this week in morning trading. The S&P sliding 4%, markets on pace for their worst week since the financial crisis.
This looks like it's going to become possibly a global pandemic. And so that the demand for American goods are going to drop elsewhere. And I think that's why we're seeing such huge drops in the stock market.
Wall Street analyst Michael Santos speaking there to CBS News. Besides the Democrats canvassing South Carolina, which has its primary tomorrow, President Trump will be holding a rally tonight there in North Charleston, trying to take some attention away from his Democratic rivals. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Not only are Democrats trying to get out the vote for Bernie Sanders in South Carolina in tomorrow's Democratic primary, but Republican activists are as well. Many Republicans, as well as more than a few Democratic Party leaders, believe the Vermont senator who's running as an avowed Democratic socialist would lose big to President Trump in November. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department's investigating claims that deputies shared graphic images of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and eight others. The photos that show human remains reportedly were shared with other officers who were not part of the investigation. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is backing legislation to allow residents of his state carry a firearm without a permit. He says they have a responsibility to uphold the framework that the founding fathers established.
I'm announcing that we will be joining 16 other states in this nation by introducing a constitutional carry law in the state of Tennessee.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Pope Francis has postponed all his official audiences and other events today, and the Vatican says he's working from home. The Vatican reporting the pontiff is still slightly unwell, in the words of a statement. Back on Ash Wednesday, he did appear to be suffering from a cold. The University of Mississippi's issued a formal apology to a group of African-American students who were arrested 50 years ago during protests over racism on the campus. On February 24, 1970, 40 members of the Black Student Union there presented a list of items to the then provost, including the hiring of more black faculty, establishing a black studies program, and the removal of Confederate symbols. At a Black History Month program earlier this week, the current provost, Noel Wilkins, said, quote, "I'm sorry that it took 50 years to do this." And tomorrow marks the 29th of February. Now, it's something that only happens once every 4 years, as it's Leap Day, an extra day added to the calendar every 4th February to keep the seasons from getting out of whack. Everyone knows a year is 365 days, but that's not exactly accurate, as it's actually taking the Earth about 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. So to keep the extra time from throwing things off, the Romans decided a couple thousand years ago to add that extra day every 4 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Hey, we're back with you for hour number three and our final day here at NRB 2020 in Nashville, Tennessee, hanging out with the cats, as they say, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour for all the information you need to know on the show and to hear some of the podcasts of the guests that we've had all week. Hey, it's our gift to you. It's right there at BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now and back with us is Mike McGrew, author of the book A Higher Call to Duty, a 30-year police veteran who worked some of the city's most gruesome cases, from the violent homicide of a suburban housewife to the chaos during the L.A. riots, negotiated with a killer on live radio. Still nothing could prepare him for the suffering he'd encounter in his personal life, and we know a little bit from our previous visits. Mike, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and your story continues, right?
Yes, it does.
it's nonstop. So give us an update. What have you been up to?
Well, about 5 years ago, the Lord put on my heart a program called At Ease, and it's to help first responders with post-traumatic stress injuries. And, you know, being a cop myself for 31 years, I was no stranger to that myself. The police officers, that profession has a high suicide rate, very high right now, high divorce rate, and alcoholism that's another problem with it. But, you know, when the Lord put that on my heart, I really wanted to help my fellow first responders in a meaningful way, and I thought about why we don't get the help, and the help, the reason was because you had to go to your boss, basically, and tell him, hey, you know, I'm having a problem, and or that call that I just went on really messed me up, because we see some stuff that's, you know, you just can't leave it at the office.
And what does that do, Mike, when you go and you have to, you know, be up front as best you can? I mean, in spite of training, I mean, past conditioning, what is that told you or tells the officers what could possibly happen to them?
Well, that's where we're stepping out and starting to address that. 30 years ago, well, it'd be 34 years ago now when I came on, the Vietnam vets were the senior officers, and they paid the price in post-traumatic stress injuries. So, you know, the culture was, hey, you're getting a paycheck, the job's tough, so just suck it up. And you did.
So really, so no administrative leave, no nothing in your file or anything like that to indicate that there could be a potential problem in River City or anything?
No, it was everybody just kept to themselves, and they tried to deal with it the way they could, you know. And I didn't know the Lord the first 20 years of my career, so I didn't have a place to take those burdens and lay them down, the things that I was carrying.
So you personally were dealing with this?
Yeah, I dealt with it. I was at a class one time. There was a combat lieutenant from Vietnam that laid out post-traumatic stress And, you know, it was my life. I was looking at this board, and I said, man, that just happened to me.
So, like, the light went on for you, and you said,
it
you could now identify something that heretofore you could not, and your fellow brothers in blue, the same thing. They're walking in darkness dealing with this torment.
Yeah, and through this program, we're trying to bring awareness to that. You know, I think as the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war, we started to get veterans from there, and the military started to address that, so the conversation was happening. But law enforcement was still way behind the military.
Yeah, you know, when you think about what these young people go through, men and women, in a combat zone, but it's really no different for law enforcement. I mean, when you know, although I say we can be grateful that maybe 1% of our population, maybe less than 1%, experiences true combat, and the complications and consequences of being combat are immeasurable.
Yeah, it is, and some of the programs I've been through with veterans, you know, there's really no difference. You know, I respect our veterans. I've never been a combat veteran myself, and you know, I have a heart for them for sure. But I also know that when we sit down in the same room, we're going through the same issues. And law enforcement is something that it layers on trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, you know, over 30 years and 20 years, whatever, you know, it doesn't take long before you start to isolate and things happen.
Well, you think about it, you know, again, making the comparison between a combat veteran and law enforcement, a combat veteran goes a tour of duty, maybe 12, 18 months, you know, some, yes, repeated, very, very unique, all things considered, but that happens. Where a police officer, 30 years of this, like you say, it layers on, and then you know, we haven't even begun to talk about the impact it has on the family, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we with this program we also address the family, because we want to keep them strong. So we've offered an opportunity for people to get confidential counseling. They can call a number. We raise the funds through a foundation. And once they call the number, they're in a, you know, therapist's office that's trauma trained, knows first responders, and there's no paper trail, so it doesn't, you know, they don't have to worry about their bosses knowing or anything else. And you know, I think that the administration is getting better about recognizing that, you know, and wanting to help as well. But you know, this is something that people trust, and that's why the program's really succeeded, because they trust it, they know it's confidential, and they get the help, you know.
Well, like anything that you bring to the light that's needed to be you know, where you can have a discussion as opposed to silently, you know, dealing with it with yourself, you know, as you said, for 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking, okay, because we're guys, and guys, you know, suck it up, man. Man up, man, right?
Yeah. But, you know, as this program began to succeed, we got more of the cops, you know, that were coming, and they'd come out and start, you know, giving their testimony about, hey, you know what, I was pretty messed up.
Right.
And, you know, because we show on the outside, we don't look that way.
Mm-hmm.
But on the inside, we start falling apart.
And, of course, we're seeing the results of it. Suicide rate for the men in blue. I mean, military 2022, we know veterans committing suicide every day.
Right.
I mean, wow. You know, that just breaks your heart, Mike.
Yeah, it does, and that's why this program exists now. And it, you know, and the Lord put it on my heart, and He's been bringing the right people around it. So it's been a blessing to do this. It's been a blessing to help other people out. It's been amazing.
And what we're learning is this extends into the regular community. So whether you've been in combat or you are, you know, a law enforcement, a first responder, life's traumas can happen, and we're realizing that people are suffering PTSD outside of the normal reign that we would think are, you know, jobs and that sort of thing, or, you know, in law enforcement or military, outside of those organizations, that people are suffering PTSD as well.
Yes, they are, you know, and a lot of the cases where I, you know, I end up ministering to a first responder, and, you know, they may have been involved in a shooting, And that's a big deal. It is going to affect them. But a lot of times it'll go back to their childhood, the traumas that happened as a child.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, like you said, it just keeps layering, right?
Yeah.
And which makes it additionally challenging. But you're not about to give up on it.
No,
without a doubt. At Ease, how can people be in touch with you?
We have a website, at-easesupport.com. I also have a website, Sergeant Mike McGrew, so SGT Mike McGrew, MCGREW.com.
Well, Mike, God bless you for all the great work you and the team are doing on behalf of the first responders, military, law enforcement, and everyday people that are dealing with PTSD. I mean, this is rather needful, and thank you for your courage to stand up against it.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it. Again, 10 seconds left. Remind everybody how they can be in touch again. The website?
At ease, @eesupport.com. I also have a website, Sergeant Mike McGrew, SGT, Mike.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, and I'm telling you, I like it that way. And I got to thank God for it, because but for God, we wouldn't have this platform and be able to pursue the truth no matter where it leads at a time that, you know, the pursuit of truth is rather anemic this day because of the cancel culture and the idea that if you can't go along to get along, you're going to be invalidated and erased out of the marketplace. But, hey, look, God says the truth needs to still be out there. It cannot be denied, and we're going to do everything we can to co-labor with God, giving him all the glory. Mark Rose joins us. It's good to have Mark. Mark, you know, I love about NRB is, you know, we get to get connected at least once a year, and and there's too much time in between. And every time we talk, I say, gosh, you know, we need to get you on the air more often here just to get an update. And of course, since the last time that we talked, Mark, by the way, is an author. He's a bush pilot, as you'll recall, a man's man. I love about being around him because he brings out that, you know, in all of us, and so we appreciate that. But you got a new film. I mean, since the last time we talked, I think it was starting to be a bit of a seed the last time we talked, but here it is.
Yeah, so we took a couple of years off after writing the book Last of the Long Hunters, and got some pilot friends together, and went back to Alaska off and on last 3 years. And took a good film team up there and decided to make something to completely glorify God.
Wow.
For, you know, and to explain to people, hey, God made Alaska for his children to enjoy.
Exactly.
It's not there because of time and chance or evolutionary processes or long age geology. No, it's there, a beautiful showpiece for God.
Yes, it is. It's another one of those epic paintings. I mean, because there at times, you know, when you see Alaska, and we were supposed to have gone to Alaska several years ago, but that's a long story. I won't get into it right now. But but in seeing pictures of it, you think, well, it's a portrait. I mean, what an incredible landscape. And so here you are, you know, taking cameramen and you've got the perfect subject to shoot.
Yeah, it took a while for our film team to get acclimated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they saw bears like the second day, moose, caribou, you know, wolves.
Yes.
And we actually got some film clips we used from like the second day there that they're in the film that are live.
So it's almost, I felt blessed. It's almost,
you know, like
your version.
Holy cow, you're coming out and showing off, Lord. Thank you.
So is this like your version of 1917, the second day of shooting, where there's continuous filming and you got the camera and running away from the caribou?
Exactly. You know, the actors woke up one morning and there was two bull moose sparring out in front of their in the back of their cabin, and they heard all this ruckus going on early in the morning, and what is that? And they walked out there and there's two bulls, you know, and neither of the cameramen picked up their cameras and shot it because they were so stunned.
They're like freaking
out. What am I paying you guys for?
Like, hey, you got cameras. I mean, let's roll it. That's what we call B-roll, you know.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so that was great. We were able to, you know, use professional people to recreate my testimonial, which in Chapter 5 of the book, I say there's no God. And my reason was I saw an airliner with 111 on board crash right in front of me, wiped out 111. It was the day before school, and our class was salt and pepper. The first day of school, we're in there, the teachers are trying to read the roster, and said, this is a bad time to read the roster. You know, we just had a local disaster. Can you figure this out?
And how old are you at this point?
I was 14.
14 years old, and so this has impacted you in a way that...
What pushed me over as far as the no God thought was I had a mentor, upperclassman, you know, classic bush pilot, big hunter, had the coolest place, and he even had an airplane. Age 16, I thought, man, that's the life I want to live. Well, what is he? At 21, he crashes and kills a young couple with a baby on board.
Oh, my gosh.
And at that point, I just said, you know, what? There's no such thing as a living God. I didn't have any biblical background or any God stuff. And so I went several years after that on that philosophy. So you get into selfishness, you know, and then you add aviation to that. I was not a nice guy. You know, I was very selfish, so self-centered, egotistical. Oh, that meter was on 101. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, that's... That's hard to realize, Mark. Knowing the new Mark, we all have our darkness. We go through our issues, and you go dark to light, and we all become, I guess, extended stories of the blind man in the Bible. You know, that you go from, hey, I was blind, now I see, and I'm not sure I understand it all, but hey,
right.
And then you begin to praise the God that opened up your eyes.
It's amazing that you used a couple of those phrases there. The darkness to light. So how's the Lord going to reach a guy like me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yet with those experiences around to make great argument that there is no God, we're left to ourselves here. Mm-hmm. Anybody that follows the religion is just a blind sheep, right?
Right.
And so I lived that life and just kind of built that hardness of heart around me. But, you know, there's several things I couldn't figure out. When you're a young man, you know, you're trying to figure out your first female relationship, right? So I couldn't trust a relationship because I could see so many of them breaking. And in the mid-70s, you know, that was when abortion became fashionable.
Exactly.
To try to fix things. And it fixed nothing.
Right.
As you know, it just compounded
deal. I mean, we're coming off of, you know, the summer of free love. We got the Jesus movement going. I mean, it is amazing. And in the midst of all, and then kind of like the capital of all that is Roe v. Wade.
There you go. There you go. An okay to go do anything.
Right.
And
I like the way you say fix things, because there's somebody else that spoke of that abortion was, you know, man's answer to fixing the problem. It's like, wait a minute, this girlfriend is damaged, and she's damaged goods now because she's pregnant, and, you know, we're not married,
yes.
So we're going to fix her. So,
right.
Welcome abortion.
Yeah, that's where a man's reality, our practicality has come run amok.
Yes.
And I saw that happen to close friends. I was going, I didn't want to go there. This is something intrinsically wrong in my gut to hear that. And so you think, well, how are you going to reach this guy, you know? And so, well, I immersed myself in flying and hunting in the Arctic. I had a fleet of helicopters to take care of. I had the young man's game of all games in Alaska, right? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know what? At the end of the day, I had an emptiness in my heart. I was not happy. I remember laying in the mountains hunting sheep in the Shangri-La and the heather, you know, a beautiful country, completely miserable.
Wow. You're single at this point.
Yeah, still. Single. You know, I was just like, how am I going to be happy? You know, nothing is making me happy. I've reached the apex of what I'm interested in. And so here I am. I'm out there hunting with the airplanes and all that, which we film. And I'm going along, and I set this hunter down in a sea of caribou. We hit a herd of 100,000 moving through. It was just an amazing sight.
Wow.
We try to replicate that in the film.
We got about a minute and a half left,
right.
Mark, here. I'm
and
sorry.
So that
going.
Night, I'm trying to get my hunters in and out of there. And that night, I get myself trapped in the sky. And it's the worst pilot scenario. You're out of fuel at night in the mountains in a blizzard and no way out. You're trapped in the sky. It's called a flying coffin is what you're in. And here I am, the smartest pilot in the world, right? How am I going to figure this out? And I went through my list and it wasn't working. And I came down to the last item, and that was I said my first prayer. And the prayer was like this. I said, if there's a God, I need your help now.
Right now.
And immediately the Holy Spirit speaks back to me. Speaks to me. And says, son, you said the right thing. And that started my journey. And I made it out. I had 15 miles of salt water to cross on no gas. I broke out, saw the the airfield, landed, and I'll tell you what, Bill, I was a different boy. And that started my journey to find the Lord that I carried
and it's all part of the movie, right?
That's right.
Okay, and the title of the movie?
Is Alaska Long Hunters.
Okay, and the website they can go to?
Is longhunters.org.
And that's where you want to go and you can find
out. Yeah, get on there, get on our newsletter. We'll let you know about how to find us.
You got it. Mark Rose here on Bill Martinez Live. Mark, God bless. Congratulations
Thank
on the film.
Thank you so much,
Looking
Bill.
To seeing
good to see you again, brother.
Are you in senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Fueled by continuing fears about the coronavirus impacts on the global economy, Wall Street stocks are continuing to plunge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 1,000 points for the third time this week in morning trading. The S&P sliding 4%, markets on pace for their worst week since the financial crisis.
This looks like it's going to become possibly a global pandemic. And so that the demand for American goods are going to drop elsewhere. And I think that's why we're seeing such huge drops in the stock market.
Wall Street analyst Michael Santo speaking there to CBS News. Besides the Democrats canvassing South Carolina, which has its primary tomorrow, President Trump will be holding a rally tonight there in North Charleston, trying to take some attention away from his Democratic rivals. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Go, I can pick it up now. Okay, here we go. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're here in Nashville, Tennessee for NRB 2020, and Russ Jones is going to be joining us in a few minutes. Hey, real quick, yesterday we had a great visit with the Sorbos, Kevin and Sam Sorbo, and Sam wanted to make sure that you took advantage of their mini devotional for marriage. Now, where you go to is bit.ly/SorboGuide. Sorbo, S-O-R-B-O, Sorbo Guide. So bit.ly/SorboGuide. This is a great devotional for marriage. I get to put in your, you know, your email, and it comes to you fantastically quick. It is so awesome. You will be blessed to receive this devotional, and it's her gift, absolutely free of charge. I mean, and it was such a great time with the Sorbos yesterday. Kevin is so involved, and as we talked about with so many, and one of the other things coming up, by the way, with Kevin is I believe it's next month, because we already it's 2 months from now because we're still in February. But in April, on April the 21st, it's a Fathom event. Climate Hustle 2. And this is the rise of the climate monarchy. Think about it. Narrated by Kevin Sorbo. I mean, it's kind of amazing, especially in this political environment that we're in right now, where people are just, talking because of, the Democratic presidential debates and that, the importance of, the whole climate and climate change and the debate and that sort of thing. And they present it as fact. Well, as you know, with anything with science, is first of all, it's got to be presented as a law, and that's not proven. But they preach that it is a fact. Well, we don't know it to be a fact, and sadly, the scientists that they claim and credit are doing us a bit of a disservice. And you wonder, okay, what is behind this? Well, as Kevin says, it's probably more about control than the climate, and it's the control of us. Control of we the people. And in a bit, it looks like we've also got a programming update that Senator Marsha Blackburn, who we had hoped to have an opportunity to speak with, looks like she may be coming here to visit with us, and we're going to be talking a bit about these current issues that she's been dealing with. But at the core of all this is freedom. It's liberty. And that's why we've maintained that whatever that you're voting for, and make sure that you're registered to vote by all means, whatever it is, that you can ask the question, does it add or does it take away from our freedoms? It's so important. You know, as Ronald Reagan said, we're only a generation away from losing said freedoms, and here we are. I mean, who would have ever thought, and Russ Jones just joins us now. Russ, who would have ever thought that we'd be talking about socialism versus capitalism?
Yeah, it's an amazing time to think, when we grew up, there was a time where we could agree to disagree.
Yes.
We could but still go out and have dinner together.
Yeah. Russ is trying to catch his breath, and I know what he's going through, because I've done this several times where we're down the hallway, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's like a scene from broadcast news. You're running down the hallway. And go, okay, let me catch my breath here for just a little bit. So I'm going to pat a little bit, let him take some breaths so he can catch up here. Russ is a dear friend, and it's just, I love this brother so much. A 40-year award-winning journalist, correspondent, media analyst, media consultant, and his latest project that we talked about a couple of years ago, Abide Meditation. I mean, how do you go from all this and working with Tony Perkins, and now,
Can we really build, can we talk about that?
Yes.
To the listeners out there,
yeah.
Somebody prayed a word over me yesterday that I'd just like to share.
Yes.
Without getting hyper spiritual. We have seasons in life, but this person, who I highly respect, who knows, our story and the ups and downs of the 2007-2008 recession and trying to live through that, and I'll be 60 in June.
Wow.
Those of us at this stage of life.
See, I think you're lying by 10 years, frankly. I think you look more like 50, barely. He has a very young look, ladies and gentlemen. We'll say this.
We have had to redefine ourselves, yes. Haven't we, to stay relevant in this business. Yes. It has changed so fast. I've not seen, maybe the medical industry, but if you went to trade school to learn to be a plumber or a pipe fitter, It's not really changed. Maybe it has. Sorry, plumbers out there. It sure has changed. But,
Let me tell you about regulations.
Right, regulations. But, the plumber still unclogs my toilet pretty much the same way he did 30 years ago.
Right.
But we've had to change to stay relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, at this stage of my life, I have never been more excited to be in this profession. And this person said, Russ, you are not living in a new season, you're living in a new era.
Oh,
there's a difference between a season and an era. Mm-hmm. An era is longer.
Mm-hmm.
And aren't we looking for significance? I am. I'm looking for legacy now.
Yes.
What was this all about, really?
Yeah, we're looking to pass to our kids and the next generation forward the benefit of our investment in our own lives.
That's right.
And in the lives of our community, right?
And that's relevant to what you were talking about, Bill, because it seems like there's a generation that doesn't appreciate the work that's been done.
Yes.
To get here.
Mm-hmm.
I've traveled the world. You've traveled the world. I've seen what these governments look like
mm-hmm.
that some want to adopt here.
Mm-hmm.
I kiss the ground when I get home.
Amen.
We have our warts, we have our faults, but we still have the greatest freedoms on earth.
Right.
And I'm sitting here right now working with a group of former Google employees, Christians living in San Francisco, who left to start a Abide Meditation.
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't happen in a number of countries.
Exactly.
That's the point of why I'm sharing this.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 years later, Abide Meditation that's on Androids and iPhones, we're averaging 100,000 downloads per month for the very first time in over 200 countries. And out of those 200 countries, there are people that can't freely worship the way they want to. And they're finding us
yes.
on the App Store and Google Play. And guess what? We're reaching people all over the world, so no thank you, folks. You can keep that.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about privilege. We are privileged. You
Without
can't choose
doubt.
Where you're born.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only time I accept, oh, you're privileged. I'm privileged to live in the United States.
But what are you going to do with that privilege? You see, yeah. and that's what many Americans have done. You talk about legacy. I mean, what Abide is doing, mm-hmm. others, ministries. I mean, here we're here at NRB, and you hear all these stories and how they're
yes.
touching people that we couldn't touch otherwise. But lives are changing because they're boldly doing, you know, doing the work of co-laboring with God, getting the gospel out there and reaching these communities. And some communities that you think, I mean, very devout Muslim communities.
Yes.
The revivals that are taking place right now
yes.
in the world are in these areas that you would think, how could that be?
Mm-hmm.
Because, but, and what they have to forsake. Like, one of the stories that they were telling me yesterday was that, you know, somebody converts to Christianity, and they say, well, you can't come to the well anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're deprived of water.
Yes.
You're deprived of water
yes.
because you chose Christ,
yes.
the living water.
Mm-hmm. And I think I know what wells you're talking about
yeah.
in India.
Yes, exactly.
I know. I've been to those wells,
yes.
and I
right.
know exactly what you're talking about.
So you can't play there. And then here we are. We just had, you know, the president in India, and you know, the president there of India has made it clear they want to be a Hindu nation. Okay, so what does that represent?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Not anything that...
well, you know, again, understand. Like you said, where do you have an opportunity like you do in America?
Right.
And at the core of all this is freedom of religious expression.
Right.
It is liberty, God-given liberty, not something given to you by the state. And this is what some of these kids want to embrace. They want to say, hey, we don't want God's freedom. We want the government's. We
yeah.
want Bernie Sanders' freedom? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, thank you.
Pretty dangerous, isn't it?
It is.
Without a doubt. So how can they be in touch? We've got about 15 seconds left for a bite.
The App Store
yes.
and Google Play. Go download it. It's there's a free version, and then, of course, there's a paid version for the premium content. We put thousands of people to sleep every night.
Amen.
Who struggle with insomnia.
Hey, you got it.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone, and one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're honored to have Senator Marsha Blackburn joining us now here at NRB, Nashville 2020, and it's an honor to have you with us.
I'm delighted to be with you and with all of your listeners.
Yes,
thank you.
All around the country. And, you know, of course, we know Marsha was the first woman to be elected to the U.S. Senate from Tennessee, and, you know, all the conservative values that we've been longing to, you know, hear about, and you've been the champion of them all, and we're so grateful.
Thank you. It is an honor to be here, and I was thrilled to be able to talk this morning about some of the attacks that we see our conservative and Christian values experiencing, not only over the airwaves, but also from social media and online. And you know, you can. We talked some this morning about how free speech and religious liberty are under attack, and of course much of this is happening when people feel like they can get online and As I told the group this morning, Bill, I said, you know, I could go online and talk about puppies, and somebody would have a problem with me talking about puppies. Well, so,
And, you know, and that's okay, because there is freedom of speech. But, you know, what echoes back to us is what Ronald Reagan said, that, you know, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
That's right.
This is what we're fighting for, are we not?
It is. And this year in 2020, it really is such a well-defined battle between do you want constitutional values? Do you want freedom, free people, free markets, or do you want socialism?
Exactly.
Do you want government control of everything via socialism, or do you want to be able to live your version of the American dream?
Mm-hmm.
That's what people are experiencing in this day and time.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, and what came out in an earlier conversation, Senator, is that our rights that have been enumerated and that we were reminded of come from God, not the state. And so, and people need to understand this, is what you're going to do is, where do you want your rights? Do you want your rights coming from God, okay, which is capitalism, which is the American dream and all that we have grown up with?
Right.
Or do you want them to come from Bernie Sanders in the state?
Well, and what the government giveth, the government taketh away.
Yes.
And they can do it with the stroke of a pen. Mm. And this is why our founders were so prescriptive in saying that these are inalienable rights.
Right.
And government is there to protect the rights, not to take away the rights,
exactly,
to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people forget this. And this morning, one of the things I talked about is how we address young people and making certain that they understand this, making certain that they understand this cancel culture, if you will, this culture of hostility that exists many times through the electronic media and the online media, that we should allow people, as you said, speak their mind, say their piece, but not shut them up.
Exactly.
We need to be able to realize that free speech requires me as a policymaker to say, I may disagree with you, but I'm going to defend to the death your right to say such things.
Exactly. And the thing is about this, Senator, is conservatives and those of us that believe in that, we defend that right, but they're not defending our right to speak our conservative values.
You're exactly right. And some of us were talking earlier, you got a two-tiered system going around here. And the left wants you to be in complete agreement with them. And then the right is saying, we have to realize freedom and freedom's cause is well served by a respectful, robust debate. And we need to preserve that time-honored tradition of respectful debate. And but now they're into this thing of, we're only going to listen to you, we're only going to let you be a part of something if you are in total agreement with us. And how dare you ever be in disagreement with us?
Well, I can tell you, case in point, having been born and raised in California and saw California become a one-party state, that could be the future of the United States if we do not push back. And I believe that a man for the time that has helped us and has, I think, emboldened and encouraged all of us is President Trump.
Yes.
I mean, I don't care about people complaining about his tweets. I mean, sometimes I think it's a muse for him. That's just my own personal opinion.
Yeah.
I think he's just having fun, just moving people's cheese around. That's okay.
You know. And all the time, we have confirmed 192 federal judges.
Yes.
We have trade deals with China and Japan and the USMCA, Canada and Mexico. We are working diligently to make certain that we are dealing with bad actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank goodness that Donald Trump went in and took out Soleimani and ended this reign of terror that has been there. Thank goodness he took out Hamza bin Laden. These are things that needed to be done.
Exactly. And what he's been able to do for America's credibility on the world stage.
Yes.
I mean, that is clear. I mean, it started off right after the election. Barack Obama didn't get a Muslim sword dance, did he?
I don't recall why.
I don't think so. But
yeah,
that's quite telling that the Muslim world came together and honored the President of the United States. What happened in India here recently?
That was pretty remarkable, wasn't
it? And, yeah. And this is our president who says he says it's not about him, it's about the American people and the American people
and
being
honored. Bill, I've got to tell you, I think one of the reasons he won so big in 16 and one of the reasons he continues to frustrate the left and one of the reasons he'll win in 2020 is Donald Trump loves freedom.
Amen.
He loves the American people. He knows that if you create the environment for jobs growth to take place, for economic growth to take place, for people to live their American dream, they're going to go do it. He believes in the power of the individual and in the ability to achieve prosperity.
We knew that in the waning years of the Obama administration, the misery index was off the Richter scale.
Yeah,
people
the
were
Jimmy
miserable.
Carter repeat.
Well, they were to your point exactly. Though
yeah.
They were frustrated because they wanted to work, they wanted to be productive, they didn't want government handouts.
Right.
Give me a job. And what I loved what President Trump did, and everybody inside the White House would say to me, Bill, the first question he asked us, no matter what, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing down?
That's
and
right.
Look what happened with jobs.
Yeah.
Now, I was talking with Secretary of Interior Bernhardt a couple of weeks ago in Vegas at the SHOT Show. Had the honor of talking with him. And I said, do me a favor. Tell the president, after he gets reelected, as much as he targeted on jobs, I would encourage him to target on the deficit. So the first question he would ask, how are we doing on the deficit? So then we start seeing the deficit because that's the North Star. That's the focus. It doesn't go 23 to 24. It starts going 23, 22, 21. And I
right.
believe there's going to be an overwhelming win because what's on the ballot this year is freedom, as you said. I believe that is on the ballot, mm-hmm. Paramount, and we're going to be able to tackle, you know, some major issues, entitlement issues, because there will be a major Republican
you're right. You're right. There are some of us that are already doing some work on this budget and deficit.
Yes.
Because we've got to get it down. And yes, the discretionary spending is a part of it. Continuing the growth, economic growth is a part of it. But getting in here and looking at how we stabilize Medicare and Social Security and handle it so that it's fair to future generations.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, my kids and my grandkids specifically, they're never going to see anything from this if we don't act like adults,
mm-hmm.
sit down at the table and say, look, guys, we can't keep giving stuff away that these programs will have outlived their usefulness by the time my kids earn their first paycheck.
Right.
We can't do that.
And when you break down the deficit, it's amazing how that deficit has been used to buy votes. Really? I mean, you talk about the ultimate quid pro quo. It's right there in $23 trillion of debt, is it not?
Well, and this is one of the reasons that we went after earmarks and mm-hmm. cleaned up some of that. And it's one of the reasons why states like Tennessee are looking for a Medicaid waiver so they can deliver and devise their own Medicaid program and save the federal government money and the Tennessee taxpayer money and do more with less. That's what we need people to be doing, to say, how do we become better stewards and use these resources wisely?
Yes.
So that is what we are focused on, and we're going to have some great ideas for the president to talk about while he's campaigning.
And, of course, the continuing focus with about a minute left, Senator, life. And we saw what happened, sadly, with the Democrats blocking two Senate abortion bills. I mean, this is pathetic.
Well, now let me say something on this, because the pain-capable bill that would prohibit abortion after 20 weeks, yes, that's an abortion bill, and most civilized countries have a 20-week abortion ban. Now, the other, the Born Alive Survivors Act, this simply says if a baby survives a botched abortion, that you have to give that baby medical care just like any other baby
right.
that is born.
Not the comfort care that the governor of Virginia offered.
Right. That you take care that that baby has its chance at life.
Mm-hmm.
And to do less than that is infanticide. You deliver a breathing human being and then you wait to see if the mother is going to want to keep it or kill it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right.
No, we don't do that. That's barbaric.
Amen.
It is unbelievable if the Democrats would not vote with us to give care to infants that survive abortion.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, our guest here on Bill Martinez Live. Senator, thank you so much. Keep up the great fight. We're praying for you.
And stay in touch with me. You'll find me on social media at Marsha Blackburn or blackburn.senate.gov.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen...